You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and here in the studio with me are Mary Lou Jerby and Austin Osterhaus. Osterhaus, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being here. Mary Lou, you represent Friends of the Alaska State Library and Museum, also known as FOSLAM. And Austin, you represent a band of musicians.
I do. Susu and the Prophets.
Susu and the Prophets. So you're both here to talk about the Masquerade coming up later this month. Let's start with FOSLAM, though. Mary Lou, tell me a little bit about that group for those who may not know.
FOSLAM is this incredible organization that attempts to connect people to Alaska's diverse history, art, and cultures by supporting the Alaska State Library, Archives, and Museum, which you may know as the SLAM or APK. A lot of people don't know that's the name of the building, the Andrew P. Kashaveroff Building. And we do lots of things. Through our memberships and through donations, we support the museum by hosting First Fridays, by purchasing art, books, and artifacts for the State Library, Archives, and Museum. We sponsor youth activities. We have First Fridays and First Saturdays busy. We have a scholarship for Alaska Native students, free museum admission if you're a member. We have wonderful behind-the-scenes tours. We just did one with Ray Troll, and that is where we learned about cheeseburgers. Did you know that Ray Troll hides his favorite food, cheeseburgers, in some of his art? And so if you go through the museum, which is his exhibit is open until October 19th, the same day as Masquerade, you can find cheeseburgers in there, especially in his maps.
Wow, I did not know that. I've already been to see the exhibit. Now I have to go back.
You have to go back.
Mary Lou, why does the Alaska State Library need friends like you?
Because the State Library does not receive funding to purchase any of the artifacts or any of the exhibits. That is all done through donations or through its friends. Mm-hmm. And we are the friends. The state provides the money for the employees and to keep the building open, but that's it. And I think people had no idea that when they come to see an exhibit like the Cruise in the Fossil Coastline, which is the Ray Troll exhibit right now, that is supported by individuals.
Good to know. And what were some of your favorite or most notable accomplishments in the past year?
Oh, my gosh. I think, one of my favorites last year was our 50th birthday.
That's right. I remember that.
Yeah. We had a band on the plaza out there, Pivot Plaza, and had a huge cake, lots of fun. And was one of those wonderful days where there was sunshine, but then the clouds kept coming over, and so we kept moving further and further away from the museum during the day. But it was just a fun event. And we also had, I think, getting behind the scenes with Ray Troll was one of my favorite things. It was one of the perks we offered to members to go behind the scenes and learn about what he and Kirk Johnson did, how they teamed up, you know, a paleontologist, scientific dude, and here's this artist dude from Ketchikan. How did they team up, and what drove them to travel the state, actually from Baja, California up to the Arctic and look for fossils, look for dinosaurs and, you know, What remains? What was this world like? How did we get here? And so I really enjoyed that.
It's a very cool exhibit, and I'm glad that the artists have been here to talk about it and help people understand.
We have, I have to say, I loved the sinking of the Princess Sophia last year as well.
Oh, that was cool.
We have really impressive exhibits coming up too next year, so I'll talk about that another time.
All right. I love the teaser. Austin, let's talk to you for a second. Tell me a little bit about yourself and about your band, Susu and the Prophets.
Well, I'm the drummer for the five-piece band, Susu and the Prophets, and we've been together for about 7 years now, and we had the chance to play last year at the Masquerade, and it was a whole lot of fun. Some great masks were out there and a lot of good costumes, and just had a really great time. We play a mix of old and new music, fairly decent dance band, I would say.
No.
Fairly decent. I think that you're underselling
awesome,
it.
Awesome.
So try not to dance to it, right?
I guess that'd be hard. So, you know, old stuff like Bowie, Queen, The Stones, and some new stuff like from Of Monsters and Men and OK Go and some other ones. So a wide assortment of music. We seem to be popular with little kids also.
Little kids and big kids.
Yeah.
Do you have any Halloween music in your repertoire?
We do, actually. We've got a couple of things planned for the event this coming. Is it the 31st, I think?
Of Masquerade?
Yeah, at the Masquerade. Yeah.
Oh, 19th.
That's the 19th.
19th.
Yeah. Update
a week
your calendar,
from Saturday.
Austin.
Yeah. Get ready.
I'll be there. So.
Well, it's 19th. 19th is still the perfect time of year for this kind of event. So, Mary Lou, do you want to tell people a little bit more about it?
I do. You know, I don't know if you know that Romeo met Juliet at a masquerade ball. I mean, this is the time for mystery and intrigue and kind of hiding behind your mask, but allowing your own inner identity to come out. And it's just time of magic. And that was really true last year. I mean, first of all, when these guys started to play Susu and the Prophets, I mean, the first note, there were people out there dancing.
This is a dancing town.
Yeah,
people can't
hold
themselves back.
And I had a mask that a friend loaned me to match my dress, which was my mother of the bride dress. I paraded across the dance hall in my mask, and Venetian mask, by the way, and my dress. I felt like a queen, and I never made it across that by the dance place without somebody grabbing and dancing with me. I mean, you know, it didn't matter who you were with. It was just so much fun. So we're looking forward to that. The masks make the difference, and so we really hope people don't have to come in costume, although it makes it a lot more fun, but, oh, they should have a mask. And we have lots of opportunity for that. May I talk about our artist mask?
Please do. I was just about to ask about it.
Yeah. We've got 8 artists from around the state who have contributed masks to help us make money for a silent and a call-out auction at the Masquerade. And these masks, yesterday we met and I got to meet 3 of the artists, and these masks are amazing. Nobu Koke has done, she's at Sea Alaska, she has done this beautiful thing with Japanese paper cranes. It's a tradition to congratulate babies, you know, new babies or whatever. They're tiny cartoons on Gabriel Vance's. It's just tiny, tiny. You have to really look at them. Sarah Lee has 2 felted wool masks with fossils, reminiscent, of course, of Ray Troll's exhibit. Yvonne Zerbitz, who did the that beautiful wall of glass in the library upstairs, she's done these butterflies. I can't tell you which one is my favorite yet because I really want them all.
Ooh,
my husband won't
great.
Allow that. But Tana Peters, she's got this tall Stellar Jay mask, and oh, it's all made of paper, but it's just stunning. Abel Ryan, who's a local artist, carver, he's explored his native culture a little bit, but he's got stars and the mountains kind of celebrating nature, as does Gina Louise. She's the one who did the eagle tree at the State Museum. And so it looks kind of like moss and lichen. And it sounds weird. It's red and green, but it's so stunning. It's got a necklace to match. A couple of them made not only the masks, but accessories, which is amazing. And then Aaron Elmore, Jackie Manning, and a gal who, Susan Nachtigall, who happens to be a volunteer at the museum, now in Antarctica. They were inspired also by Ray Troll, and they've done a creature that looks kind of like they call it a Pachyrhinosaurus or something like that. It's kind of an owl-like creature. It's got spikes and matte board feathers, and it's in brilliant blues and bronzes. These masks are amazing. Now, we'll have them for sale. You can bid on them, pre-bid on them at the store at the APK, or you can come to the museum. They'll be available for bidding that night. And then Senator Jesse Keel is also going to have a short, during the intermission, he'll have a call-out auction.
Excellent.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. It's those masks, the way you describe them, they just sound so cool.
Oh, they are.
I can't wait to get my eyes on them. And if you don't have your own mask, you can make one earlier in the day.
That's right, 1 to 3:30.
Excellent.
And everything's provided, $5 per mask. So it's for kids.
Oh, that's a steal.
The evening, however, is for 21 and over.
Good to know. Tickets available at jack.org, at the physical location of the Jack, the Hearthside Books, and the store at the APK. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. So you've told me about the masks and the masquerade, which is October 19th, 8 to 11 p.m. Susu and the Prophets providing the music. Masks will be available for auction and for sale, for bidding. This is a fundraiser, and we've already talked about how the proceeds will be used. Is there any other events you want to talk about while you're here, Mary Lou?
Well, just a call for artists and authors who might like to be involved with Marketplace, which is the event for public market. We're doing that at APK. We have the blessing of the public market people because we have a garage.
Yes.
And so you can park there.
That's right.
And we'll have the trolley that will bring people around so they can. It'll stop at the APK. And so it'll be a great venue for artists and authors to sell their work during Marketplace. I mean, during public market.
And that is right around the corner.
It is.
Austin, I wanted to ask, while she was talking about the mask, I'm going to come back to that. Have you seen these masks yet? And do you have a favorite one?
I haven't seen the new masks, but the masks I saw last year were incredible. They were absolutely great. And the fact that I was up there on stage and I was looking out and I didn't know who anybody was. It was just such a mystery. It was really cool to try to guess, like, okay, well, I know there's people here I know, but what masks are they wearing and who are these people? But it was
everybody
really,
in disguise.
Really awesome. I know my wife, Shona, she's Susu, by the way.
Yeah, she's in the band.
Yeah, she spent some time last year making some masks for the band as well. And
you guys performed in the masks?
We did. Yeah, we performed in the masks last year. And I don't know that they were like quite as lavish as some of the awesome masks we saw. But, you know, I think it's kind of tough to play with a mask. But we tried to join in as much as we could, you know, and be a part of the event as much as we could. And it was just really a treat.
Well, thank you both so much for telling me all about the masquerade. Again, coming up October 19th at the APK. You've got this really cool flyer with all the details. Is there anywhere online to get more information?
Yes. JAHC.org is one of the places you can buy the tickets. And then FOSLAM, which is Friends of State Library, Archives, and Museum, FOSLAM.org. And you can buy your tickets there also, or you can find lots of information.
All right. Well, I hope you guys have a great time at the masquerade.
We will. You've got to join us.
Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.